adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Nika Howard.
It's a me, Nika Strong.
Whoa.
Whiplash.
Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Jennifer Cheek.
Hello, I'm on gen number two tonight, so
gen number two.
It's funny because that's your name.
It's my name.
Also, Mike Bachman's here.
If you got a foot fetish and you like people to jerk you with their feet, how do they get a good grip on there? Send your emails to MikeBachman@geeklyinc.com.
He wants to know. Oh boy, Bachman, you have really done it now. You're about to get a whole like deluge of foot fetish explanations.
I dare try to make a transition over
tweet,
this.
Tweet your pictures to me publicly.
Oh.
At the Mike Bachman.
Let me just read through our talking points real quick.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Man, I miss you guys, huh?
It's been so long. This is an audio podcast. Jesus Christ, do you have any ice you want to chew on?
Tim, that was a missed opportunity to say that literally anything was in his mouth.
Ooh, but, he
chose to tell the truth. Okay.
Yeah, I'm bad.
Go back, put it in your mouth, Michael. Let's do this again.
Thank you to RedsKing666 in the chat room for posting that link on
how to give a foot job.
This
is not how to get a foot job, though, which is what I am more interested in.
Oh, you just want like tips and tricks on how to convince somebody to give you a foot job?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, that's useful too. But yeah. I mean, I don't know what to do with my hands while I'm getting a foot job.
Just ask Carrie. I don't touch her shoulders.
Just you're voting the entire time while you're doing it.
Like while it's already happening, while I'm getting the foot job, what am I supposed to do?
Thumbs up. If it's good.
Yeah.
If it's good, yeah.
So, nice.
Peace sign, double peace sign.
Nice. triple X in it.
If you haven't worked it out yet, we are a 5th edition actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
We're just like your best friends sitting around the table.
What we have said so far, they would think that we're a fetish podcast.
I mean,
when it comes down to it, what's the difference?
Yeah, we've got to be someone's fetish podcast, right?
D&D's a fetish, am I right? Mm-hmm.
There is somebody jerking it right now, listening to us.
Godspeed you. I hope you have a really explosive nut.
In the chat, someone's asking my wife. Never mind. Call back for a Twitch-only joke. So if you want to watch our shows, we record every other week, two episodes, typically on Thursdays. Our recording for the next month might be effed up, because I'm going to Asia. But
asshole.
Record next time normal, then maybe the time after that normal, and then who knows. But,
and then never again.
Currently, it's March 16th, so every 2 weeks from
that
date.
We're still alive. It's crazy, I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the future, you're going to be listening to this from a bunker and be like, wow, so we're when we used to do podcasts.
March 16th, 2017. So, yes, D20 or...
Yeah, let's do it. Shit.
What the heck? Roll a D20,
you
everybody.
Let me see if I can find one for you guys.
Yeah, Tim took the big squishy one.
If you want it, I got a 14.
Oh, yeah, I got a roll squishy one.
Yeah,
oh, gosh, it's too bouncy.
I did roll well a nat 1 to balance 13. Out last episode.
Thank Christ.
Nice. So you have to do it.
Ooh. I do.
You rolled a natural one?
I rolled a natural one. I'm not even adding my bonus to get to one.
Oh my god. You really effed up.
My negative 10 bonus.
Did we roll a single dice?
Oh no.
Last episode?
We did the initiative recap dice.
Oh, that doesn't count. But you know what? D&D is more than dice rolling. Remember,
D&D is all about the RP.
Yes.
And we are dedicated to RP.
It is about creating relationships, friendships, camaraderie, all of these things.
A vibe.
Yeah.
The fun thing is, before last episode, I was like, all right, here are things that I can have them do that'll be really D&D-ish, and they can use their skills, and none of them came up.
To quote John Serpico, a friend of Jennifer and I's, and a main person at Improv Boston who did a very good talk about how to use improv. Basically, you know, D&D is a shared storytelling medium, but sometimes the DM requires the players to roll dice. Sometimes they don't. Okay, we did that out of the way. We're having fun.
So, Mike Bachman.
Yeah, so last week we had just teleported, we had beamed up Scotty into Kalor's Hope, into that White Spire. We went from the White Spire to the White Spire. And when we were there, we got caught! Because there was a wanted poster up there for that nasty Aludra and Jayla. And I don't mean like nasty, like Ratchet or like anything like that. I mean like... You know, like
bad
just,
girls.
Hey, bad girls. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You didn't describe how good the artwork was done, like Michael.
Yeah. How good did we look? Yeah.
You look great.
Oh, good.
Oh, you heard it here first, folks. So we go willingly with these guards who've decided that we should be arrested for the bad things that we did. I'm not sure why Toby and I got arrested.
We're just with them.
Guilty by association.
Absolutely. We go into prison, and then we just hang out, talking to the other prisoners. We met, Bucky and Roz were both there. Haven't seen them in a while.
It's a real jail party.
A couple of Harper's minor characters that we're expected to remember. They were there.
Minor.
You know. And then, we went before Ashiara, Dane, and we're about to make her fart. That's where we're at.
She's gonna really blow it here in front of everybody.
Oh boy.
Okay, so here you are. You've just been accused of committing regicide and attempted genocide.
The genocide seems like a bit much, to be honest. Yeah. I don't know.
I would like to know what are the facts, the hard facts.
If only we could have some sort of trial where information and is displayed and such and so on.
All right, could we do that?
Lay it on us, man. Let's do it.
I just got here.
Do we get a jury?
There is a jury,
and it's a jury of our peers.
You don't know if they're your peers or not, okay. But it's people.
I look in the crowd to see if I can see Zarion.
You do not see him.
Oh, Zarion.
Michael, answer this question carefully because it may come into play later. Are they commoners? Is it a jury of commoners? I won't use this information to my advantage. I just want to know. I'm going to take that as a yes.
There's got to be some in the common seats for sure.
Yeah, that's that's hard to say. I mean,
no, it's easy. Probably, just say
they
yes.
They probably don't have levels.
Oh, so they're easy to mow down?
Oh man,
yeah, but like fucking a noble wouldn't have a level, but he's not a commoner, so we can't.
Yeah, but his horrible visage, Steve's horrible visage, makes it so commoners like him.
Right.
Weirdly.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like these dudes are like right in the Ashiaridane fart blast zone.
The jury probably isn't commoners, but everyone, there's got to be tons of people in the audience.
We're gonna have ourselves.
Or not, who's to say? I don't know.
There isn't like an audience. It's just some guards, the jury, Ashiaridane, and there's a bunch of you guys.
We were all in jail together.
Can the jury see that I'm no stranger to darkness? I'm asking for a friend.
What's Ashiaridane wearing?
She looks fabulous.
Oh,
she's wearing a
so
long
much.
Gown. She's very pregnant.
I thought she gave birth.
Not yet.
Wait, can I make the baby fart?
Or...
Oh, that'll
blow
right up.
Is this trying to make us feel bad about killing
her? Has she had a baby yet?
I thought one of the jokes was that she gave birth while Harper was away, and that's one reason why I was sadder.
Right. Man, I really want to make her pregnant, but...
Do you think that's going to stop us from killing her?
Oh my god!
Wow!
All right. Twitch chat, do you guys remember if she had the baby yet?
I feel like I can believe the elves are pregnant for like 2 years or some dumb shit. Yeah. They just keep going in there. Like they just keep pushing out. Like,
if you want, I have a book that talks about it. I could look it up.
Let's just say that she comes out and she has an obviously newborn baby.
Oh, man.
That is swaddled in her arms.
The Twitch chat is saying at last we heard she had not given birth. So.
Right.
I am upset because I'm searching elf pregnancy on my phone right now. Now I'm gonna look at the images.
You can't do that.
You had so many things to put in the spank bank.
Oh no!
You know what? I think just to be extra safe, because it probably would have popped it up. She probably would have popped it up. But now I'm gonna say she does have a small babu in her arms, probably suckling on a teat.
Oh my gosh! She's got her fucking baby Bjorn.
Wait, she gave birth to a monkey?
That's fucked up.
Yes, she did. She's wearing a pale blue long gown. Her figure is coming back quite nicely, oh despite God. Having 17 children. And she just immediately addresses you and says, "So you thought you'd come back? Is that right? How dare you show yourselves in Paylor's Hope after killing my beloved husband?"
Well, we did not kill him. He died while we were in the same place. It's not really the same thing.
I wasn't there.
Toby's not there.
I wasn't either, but I'll gladly accept whatever punishment you give to my friends.
No, don't listen to him. He wasn't there.
Because they mean well. And they never hurt anyone.
I don't know. I'm not with... I've only known them for 3 days. Ish.
Toby's innocent in this.
Toby, be a man! Take responsibility for your friends!
What?
She has a gavel and she's like, "Slam, slam, slam!
Wait, that baby up.
Keep it down!"
Does she actually say slam, slam, slam?
She says slam, slam, slam. Yes. I was monologuing. Shush.
Oh, that was sorry.
Did you even for a moment consider Galanthus? Have you ever thought about it once? That was your mission. You're just leaving all of the elves to die?
Yeah, no, we did think about that. Harper actually told us about that, and that was what we were going to do right after we took care of the White Spire.
My Titus would have never never left my people in the lurch. How dare you?
Ooh, he totally did, though. He had some things he needed to do. The thing is that he had a mission that he'd been wanting to fulfill for a really long time, and, you know, maybe he was too busy, like, being a king, being a husband, and being a dad, and, like, the second he got away from all the you know, responsibilities, then, you know, he had to take care of some things, you know? And he really did want to go help out at Galanthus, but, we were on our way there, and, yeah, it really went pretty fucking wrong, I'm not gonna lie to you. Pretty fucking wrong.
I do say it must have gone wrong, or did it go right? Is that exactly what you wanted, Queen Aludra Wormsbane? Is that why your army is sitting outside our door as we speak?
Now. This is gonna look bad, but I've gotta tell you that's news to me. I did not know they were here.
Also, why would they not be here if their queen's in jail?
Oh yeah, wait, how long? But I've been here for like an hour. How did they?
I thought you sent them to
their fast-ass army.
Dwarves are very fast.
Wait, did I know that I sent them here?
I forget. I thought we were gonna do like a fun switching thing, but it's been a bit. That character's dead, so I don't have to remember.
But you gotta help Jennifer, though, because Jennifer's a dum-dum that can't remember anything.
I remember.
Can
I get an assist from the DM?
Didn't we send notification to everyone to, like, meet up so that we could gather forces to go help with Glane?
Jewel of the East.
I don't think we've done that yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit.
We had a member from Paler's Hope on the Council of the Six Hammers, and as soon as I requested them to bring you to me, and our member was ousted, and before we know, we have an army of 1,000 dwarves on our doorstep.
Well, that's because you're going against my council, and, like, listen, I can't control how much my people love me, so...
Out of character, I want Aludra to be like, sorry, you don't know what that feels like, Ashy Yara Dane.
I'm sorry, you don't know what big love feels like.
Your Majesty, if I may, I mean, it seems to me that when you try to extradite a neighboring kingdom's ruler, they're not going to react very, very happily to that. I mean, that's just, are you surprised?
Right.
Is there a meat monster talking to me right now?
Yeah, it's me. I'm Steve. I'm made of meat. Hi.
What?
Nice to meet you.
Is this
meat?
Your...
Nice to meet you. I just thought of that.
He loves jokes.
I like jokes.
Are you trying to make a mockery of this trial?
Oh, no, I would never make a mockery of this trial or this courtroom or of you. But I just wanted to make sure that you realized that what you're doing could be considered an act of war. I'm not a member of that kingdom. I'm not a member of your kingdom. I'm just a neutral third party. I just wanted to let you know, you're looking very nice today.
Of course I look nice.
And your voice is heavenly. Has anyone ever told you that?
Probably not.
Probably definitely in character.
That was 100% in character.
I don't know why I'm here. I didn't do anything.
Toby didn't do anything, and... wait, Bucky's here too, right now?
Mm-hmm.
Ashira Dane, I know that you are upset at me... right now, you're upset at me and Jayla, and that, I think you're wrong, but I understand where you're coming from. But Toby and Bucky are completely innocent in this, and as a mother, I think that you should recognize that. These two are young and innocent, and if you bring them into this trial, then what kind of an example are you setting for your children?
I'm just a little boy.
Can Aludra roll a persuasion for me, please?
Just absolutely. Her bread and butter. Gotta remember to pull my character sheet and see what my...
Thank you for not including me in that, Aludra. I would never...
I'll never
leave you.
Oh, but you're an adult, though. So I'm saying the children. I'm trying to say the children.
I mean, in this form, I'm a child. I'm only 5 years old, technically.
I will give you advantage on this roll as well.
Can I aid her by crying?
Wait, advantage means I get to roll twice.
Twice, the better.
I think that's actually what 80
does. Oh,
that's
good because my second one was a bad. A 16?
Ooh, that's great for a level 13 character.
Is it 14?
Oh. My persuasion's not that good, okay? I put all my skills into athletics and perception.
I just wanted to visit the library and act cool.
Can I do a bunch of cartwheels for her? Can I do the can-can? Would she like that? Do an interpretive dance.
You'd have to try
soul.
It. I can't say. She says, I take your point, Aludra, but I'm not too sure. I don't know what this gnome was doing with you. Why, how he was aiding you.
He was not with us when any of this happened. He literally just, like, met up with us a few days ago. And actually, for that matter, Steve here also just met up with us a few days ago. So if you're gonna get mad at anyone, you can get mad at me and Jayla.
If you're gonna put Aludra in prison, you have to go through me!
Oh! Steve!
I'm sorry, I get excited.
The great illusion wizard Zarlion, he'll be able to vouch for me. Surely. He was here. I know he was.
I would let you call witnesses, but then I'd have to play both parts myself, and that would be terrible. But I do have a witness. Isn't that right, Aaron Colleen?
What?
And,
Aaron
Colleen
sick.
Steps up, and he's obviously been beaten.
Oh, like, no.
And he goes, they killed Harper.
Oh, did we? Really? What'd you see? Tell him everything.
When you see that out of your swollen eyes?
He coughs and a tooth falls out.
Oh, no, buddy.
You wanna pick your tooth up? Put that back in?
Please don't hit me anymore.
This is obviously... This guy has been beaten... This is not a fair trial. You can't take anything that he says, like, as serious testimony.
Well, I mean...
I don't know what you're talking about.
The man just spit a tooth out of his mouth!
I don't...
He seems like he's in poor shape, but I certainly didn't order anyone to harm him in any way.
Oh, he just had your minions to do it.
I hate to nitpick here, but normally we would have to wait until the prosecution gives up the witness before we can question, and then, you know, we would be able to ask him our questions then. Ashiaradane, I don't mean to do your job as a judge. I just want to make sure that everything's on the up and up.
Steve has seen every episode of Law and Order.
All the versions, too. I've seen Law and Order, Paylor's Hope. I've seen...
Law and Order Default?
Law and Order Wizard Crimes?
Oh, my. And CSI Swamps of Ishitaka. It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
That's a very good goof. Nice job, everyone.
So where are your witnesses? What proof do you have that you didn't kill Titus Harper?
Oh, sure. I'll just call up on my witnesses that I got since I got here like 1 hour ago and I was immediately put in jail.
Well, didn't you say that,
Wait.
Witch girl.
Lex?
My Lex. Husband Nix. Is dead. My children will never have a father.
Do you think that we're not upset about that? Harper was our friend, but we knew him longer than you have known him. What? Why would we ever want him dead? He was my friend. I'm sorry for your loss. I am. But you can't just lash out and... I'm assuming condemned to death. That kind of seems where this trial is going. You can't just kill people because you're sad your husband is dead.
Yeah.
So you're saying you think you might deserve the death penalty, is that right?
Aludra, put me on the stand.
Call Steve to the stand.
Yes. Okay, Steve's on the stand.
What do you have to say for yourself, meat monster?
I don't like to nitpick, but first you have to swear me in as a witness.
Go ahead. What was the name of the guy? No, he doesn't have a name. They swear you in.
Nice.
They bring out, I don't know, a holy symbol of Timora or something, and is that a god in our realm? Maybe.
Timora?
It is now.
Yeah. All the old gods.
It'd probably be Palor, because we're in Palor's home.
But that's just me.
No, it would definitely be Palor. Where were we?
I think we were calling witnesses.
Oh, you were going to ask me what I had to say for myself before we went on.
What do you have to say for yourself, Steve the Nolem?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, when you look into my eyes, you can see that I...
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, everybody. Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
My favorite spring takeaway, especially after doing taxes, is cleaning out my dang monthly bills that I don't need. When I do my taxes and I go through the lines, I'm like, I spent how much on an MMO I'm not playing? At the end of the month, where does all my dang money go? I can tell you right now that with Mint Mobile, my money is not wasted at all on wireless. I've lowered my wireless bill. So cheap, so valuable with Mint Mobile. You know it. A couple years ago, Jennifer and I switched. We haven't looked back. What else am I going to tell you? It just works. I did it. I switched. And I'll tell you what, whenever I go through my bank statements, that wireless bill, compared to what I was paying before, I scream in heavens and I do a dance. All right, I'll do a little dance. You should also say bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Get rid of those jaw-dropping bills, especially because Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. They have premium wireless plans that start at just $15 a month. On top of that, all the plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text, and it's all on the nation's largest 5G network. Whoa. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/greetings. That's mintmobile.com/greetings. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/greetings. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment, life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
I faced unimaginable horror and that I'm no stranger to darkness. Now, though you may fear me, you must extend every courtesy and do your utmost to help me and my queen... Aludra, she's done nothing wrong to you.
She waves like she's a beauty queen.
Look at that! Look at that wave. And have you seen a more elegant wave? She's hardly killed anybody from your kingdom.
Like, I could have killed so many more people.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can never be too sure, like, who you've killed. Who among us? And I asked the jury. I mean, raise your hand if you 100% know where everyone you've killed is from. Does anyone raise their hand?
They all look over to Asha Yaradane, and then she nods at them, and then they raise their hands.
You all know?
Really? Liars.
That's impressive. Well, let's just suffice it to say that's not regular. Normal. That's not normal in this world that we live in. But I can tell you that she's never intentionally killed anyone. Harper was a dear, dear friend. I loved him. I loved him. I'm trying to remember if I knew him, but I'm pretty sure I loved him.
Steve knew Harper.
Yeah, I knew him.
You spent like 100 episodes with him.
I knew him. Of course I knew him.
Ludra's having some regrets right now for calling Steve to the stand.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, what?
Harper never told me about a horrible monster that he'd spent time with. Who are you?
Do you know... You know that statue, that golden shining statue?
And the sun hits it just right.
Outside?
And it sparkles to the window.
Well, of course, Tom, our greatest hero. Oh.
Do you know who lived inside Tom? Literally? Right up until near his final moments?
Are you saying you're that
and just,
weird?
Just then the light shines off of the statue, and it's shown upon me, and the people see me for what I really am, which is still a flesh golem.
But your shadow is beautiful. In the shape of Tom the Dragonborn.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So are you saying... So I always thought that Titus was... I don't know, taking the piss when he talked about the weird ghost gnoll... Are you saying that that's you?
Flashback. Yeah, he has this weird ghost mold in him. It's fucked up. You want to take a drag, baby?
Anyway, let's
make another
baby.
It's fucking weird and dumb.
It's fucking dumb, and I hate it. God, I'm glad he's dead. This is a good silver weed.
Take the head off the bowl.
Can I have you make persuasion?
Oh, me? Oh, God. God, no. okay. I'll try it. Fuck. Oh, there is a God. I got a 17.
Nice.
Do you have any bonuses on that?
Yeah, that's it. That's my bonus.
That's pretty good.
I probably got some shit that I can do somewhere. I don't. I do. I do have... Know? Okay. Maybe this helps. I have a bird cage in which small birds fly into it, but once they're inside, they never eat or leave. Is that...
Wait, he has bird hell. So does bird hell somehow work?
Yeah.
Do you like this Oshinara thing?
Yeah. It's fucked up. It's full of birds. Do you want 20
it's
birds? I got a lot of birds.
It's got so many bones.
They eat each other.
Oh, no.
No, they don't. They can't.
They want to. They can't. They're starving.
I'm really sad now thinking about these birds.
It is hell.
I don't like this.
So So, all right, fine. So let's say you are Steve the Gnoll.
I am, it's me. Hi.
That doesn't make you innocent.
It doesn't make me innocent? It doesn't make the great... Listen, you regard Tom as your greatest hero, correct?
I mean, there's a giant golden statue right outside the door.
Do you know that when Tom knew that he was going to die before he sacrificed himself for the entire kingdom, do you know what his last act was?
No, I certainly don't.
It was to transfer me into this meat ship. So that I could live on. His last act before sacrificing himself was to save me, and I gotta feel that he did that so that I could be worth something, you know? So that I could go on and I could make something of myself. He wouldn't have done that if he didn't think that I was worth it. And if you think he's worth it, then I gotta ask you to believe in me too. When I say that Aludra did nothing wrong, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
Right. Aludra's giving me thumbs up to everyone.
All right, your point is taken.
Okay, so we're free. Goodbye.
Oh, okay.
As I misread the moment. I'm sorry.
Does anyone else have anything to say in your defense?
Can we call Zarlion Zumstinga? He was here. He left Glane.
I thought I already said I didn't want to have a scene where I talk to myself.
What if Toby does it?
Okay, yeah, I'll do it.
He actually had a freak illusionary accident, and
no.
He's lost his voice.
No.
But maybe you can translate for him. We'll bring him in. All right, bring him in.
Zarlion! He kind of glowers and he's like, "What the?" He mouths, "What the fuck?"
He just said, "What the fuck is Toby doing here?" This is Zarlion Zumstinga. He's a great wizard from.
So what? So you're saying that Zarlion knew you before? Is that right?
What's Zarlion doing?
She's addressing you.
Oh, yeah. He knew me. He's been in Paylor's Hope for a while now, but this is more of a character witness thing.
Is that true, Zarlion? And he nods.
Yes. He nodded. He trained me very, very well, even though he doesn't always respect my ways. He does respect my illusionary power. So... I mean, he knows I wouldn't do something like this, right?
Zarlion, does this former apprentice of yours, did he strike you as someone who would commit regicide and attempt a genocide?
He says yes. No, he doesn't.
He's just like, shrug.
He's like, no. He's like, I don't give a fuck.
Michael, just talk to yourself. It's not that big of a deal.
I love it.
I love it. People love it. Just do it.
No. I did it.
It's
did
for the it. Best.
It's for the best.
We've been doing this shit for like almost 5 years. Just do it.
It's weird to not do it.
Why are you?
Why are you
peer pressuring me to do, talking to myself?
Here, objection!
Smoke this drug and also talk to yourself in D&D.
Zarlion, you look great today. You look great today too.
Well, how about we? I will question Zarlion. Doesn't that will help, right?
Fine, I'll sit back and
you just
listen.
Take a break, Ashir RJ, you deserve it.
Toby reaches into his hat. You see a shimmery rat tail fall down. He pokes that up, and then he brings out a wand, and then he touches Zarlion's throat, and he can speak again.
thank you, Toby.
Hey. Hello, Professor. It's great to be here.
Is it really great to be here? You're on trial.
No, it's bad. Sorry. I'm so used to trying to make you like me, and I'm t-
Toby's just like sweating. So I helped these heroes that saved our world, right? And then, oh, this is very important. Everyone needs to hear it. So Glane's White Spire was attacked by Jet Razor and beings from another dimension of Nereve, and they are slowly but surely invading and replacing people on various levels of authority, and they're the ones who assassinated Baldur, Oakback, and they tried to kill Harper once. It didn't work. Then they tried to kill other people around. They're invading Glane, and to kill
the Jewel of the East.
The Jewel of the East. And Zarlion, I had to tell you that. Oopsie, flipping the page. Not to Earth back, Nug, but,
Cornelius?
Cornelius has been replaced by, a Nerevian. Truly bad things are happening. You know I wouldn't make this up.
Nerevian? What is a Nerevian?
We still haven't figured this out.
We're trying to figure it out.
They're goo
boys. These are incredibly, huge accusations,
yes,
Toby.
Yes, ask Master Copperfield to try to send a sending message to the White Spire and Glane. You won't get any message. It's down. If there's some way to teleport back there and come back, then you would see that things are weird. They'll claim everything's fine, but there's so much damage.
Master Copperfield has his own ways of contacting the other White Spires. Why don't we let's bring Master Copperfield in?
Perfect.
Yes, and he can talk
to
you.
Let's get to the bottom of this.
If you ping the White Spire, I just pinged it from my device, and I'm getting 100% packet loss.
You got to be careful about that, because there is a running thread that Nereve may be futuristic. So if you have futuristic, then you're Nerevian, and we're gonna kill you.
Oh, we're gonna kill you.
Sure. No, it's fine. Uh-oh. I'm not.
Okay, right, okay. Yeah. Because he'll be able to tell that Cornelius is faking it, I think.
Everyone kind of just hangs out for 10 minutes. And
have a little break. All right,
quick 10-minute recess.
I ate a protein bar.
Toby's still transcribing in that piece of paper, so he's probably been doing it for about an hour and a half, I'd say.
So Watson Copperfield comes into the room, and he goes... what was his voice like? I assume it was very gnomish.
Yeah, like high-pitched nasally, maybe.
Right. Hello, Queen. Thank you for summoning me. I'm always at your service. What can I do for you?
This is a great gnome voice, and I'm very upset.
It's
so good.
Thank you. I hear there's some crazy talk going on about White Spires and... And,
that's Archmage Bob Copperfield.
Wait, Toby. What? Toby, ask him what a bird is.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Archmage, it is I, level 14 illusionary wizard.
Oh.
Page for, Cornelius Talionis. I have one question for you.
Yes, go
on. Well, I probably have many, but my first one is, what's a bird?
Metaphysically? What do you mean? I don't understand the question.
He's safe, Toby.
Okay.
I shrug. Sorry.
I mean, Jet didn't tell you guys what a bird was either.
All of the Nerevians talked about, like, they know what birds are, so that's kind of a safe thing to assume. If they know what a bird is...
That's fair.
Then...
Well, Jet did tell us what birds are. It's all of us.
That's bulletproof.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if someone doesn't know...
I mean, I'm not saying... This is some Gaius Baltar level. Like, yeah. Sure. Thumbs uppies. Okay.
So you're saying that... Master Talionis is actually an imposter.
To Earth Backnug told us.
Well,
As you probably know, Toby, is that it?
Yes, Toby Treacle Tart. Of Blaine, the Jewel of the East,
oh, right.
White Spire.
I love those. I love those.
Yes, that's my great-grandfather.
As you, I'm sure, know, myself and Master Talionis go way back.
Oh, for sure. So, two gnomes, the head of White Spires. Huge thing in the gnome community. It's so great to meet you, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Toby. You seem nice. Probably not like someone who'd do regicide.
Thanks. See?
I will, why don't I contact Talionis right now?
But I will tell and, you that the Nerevians, this, again, we have very little way to prove this because the Nerevians have replaced so many people in the White Spire that they're acting like it hasn't happened.
Don't worry, Toby. I can ask him a question that only he would know since we go so far back.
Oh, perfect, Archmage Copperfield.
He's going to ask him who he jerked off behind the school.
How do you
behind the gym.
How do you give a foot job?
Ninth grade.
So he brings out a little device. It's got like it's a silver thing, and it's got a bunch of little holes in it. That it's almost like a little rack, almost like a two-pronged menorah kind of thing. And he pulls out some crystals, and he sticks the crystals in, and he waves a wand, and a little almost holographic type thing appears, and he's like, "Don't worry, I'm just summoning Master Talionis, and we'll clear this right up." And so, in a minute, you see the visage of Master Talionis being projected over these crystals in almost like a holographic kind of form.
That's Archmage Talionis.
He goes, "Oh, hello, old friend. How are you? How are things at the White Spire?" And Talionis says, "Oh, not good. There's been a big problem here. A lot of explosions and things getting blown up and such." And Master Talionis goes, "I see. So let me... that's terrible news. We'll send help or whatever. But let me just ask you a quick question. We need to clear something up." He says, What song did you sing for me at my 32nd birthday party?
Don't. Please don't do this. Please don't. This is a bad
joke." Master Talionis says, "Happy birthday."
Fuck you, dude. What?
I don't know what's happening right now.
And he goes, I see. Okay, thank you. Wait. That is all we needed in here." And he hangs up.
Oh,
and he turns around and he goes, "That is an imposter."
Whoa! Oh, thank Christ! He didn't sing you happy birthday?
I hate that song.
Oh, God.
With all my heart.
Toby just like shrinks down. He's like, "Thank God."
Well, and also when that birthday happened, it would have been before the rites were open for anybody to use that song. Yeah. So, you know,
they'd be in jail if they were singing it.
Yeah, they go straight
no, they
to jail.
Be on trial.
Like, I hope we don't go to.
Yeah, you should arrest him for singing that song, Asha Yara Dane. Big fan.
You look great today.
But thank you so much, Archmage Copperfield. Seriously, things are very, very bad over there.
Yeah, we're really gonna need to get back over there pretty soon, actually.
Yeah, that's why we tell them. That's why
we came. We came here to try to help, to get help from you guys to figure out what the heck's going on there. What we should do,
Queen Asha Yarde. This is extremely serious. There's someone trying to impersonate. Someone is impersonating. The White Spire has been taken over. It would seem if.
It's
my counterpart is this is a problem. We'll have to deal with it right away.
Eludra kind of crosses her arms like,
Asha Ardane does not look pleased. She looks.
And plus, Old Man Weck knows how nice we are. He's been a nice guy when we've hung out.
And Old Man Weck sees everything.
Yeah, he's all knowing.
Constantly watching from the shadows.
Yeah, he's the Zerd of our world. Somehow even stronger.
No, this is So, please, what is going on with the White Spire? Tell me what is happening here. Explain this to me. Can you explain it?
We can only explain so much because we don't entirely know what's going on right now.
I can explain a little bit.
He's an expert.
So the White Spire currently, power is being harvested from the White Spire to hold Nariv up in the air. Now, if that power were cut off, Nariv would start to slowly drift down to the earth. It wouldn't fall. So, I mean, we'd have a little bit of time, like an hour, I think.
A day.
That's.
Still, so little time.
So it's very little time.
Master Copperfield.
David Copperfield?
Breaks. David Copperfield.
No.
Is it? Yeah, he breaks in and goes,
I'm sorry, but there's not. The White Spire doesn't generate power. It would certainly not be enough to hold up a sky kingdom, like you've crazily mentioned.
Well, they have most of the power that they need, you know.
We've been told by the Nerevians.
They infiltrated our realm 5 years ago when these adventurers, including Harper, and Tom, and the greatest wizard of our age, Zerd Therakane, brought us into the fifth age of magic. They got ripped into our realm, and they hid themselves for 4 years and 5 years and 6 weeks or 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 6 weeks,
some weeks,
some time. And then they revealed themselves. Jet Razor, the hit recording artist of adult contemporary rock that you hear in elevators.
And Traitor,
apparently is their leader.
Toby, can I have an Arcana check?
Oh, dog, all day.
He's way over this.
Oh, man, I'm just friggin' turgid. Our dog is asleep as hell.
She's got her head completely under.
Oh, that was a bad roll.
Very cute.
I believe it's somewhere in the realm, as I scroll up, and I make it so smooth, of 15.
15?
Yeah, man, not a good-ass roll. I rolled a 5 plus 10 equals 15.
Yikes!
What, is that not good enough for you? When you were bad at the 17s before.
15's not a great roll.
Not a great roll, but...
It does occur to you that... The White Spire is most likely, it is definitely funneling magical energy up, but most likely it is not the actual source of the magical energy.
It's a funnel.
Most likely it's a conduit for the beam, much like in the movies. It's not generating it, so maybe in the the darkest reaches of the Glane Jewel of the East White Spire, there's some sort of magical generator or something? I don't know.
We need to investigate further.
But it's so dangerous we have no allies.
So you're saying the power is coming from somewhere else, is that right?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Fuck, I don't know.
I go pretty deep into the Glane Spire area. They kind of just let me go wherever I want. And I don't remember a Final Fantasy VIII style power underground. But if there is, I don't know.
How long has this been happening?
When did I first detect the magic?
It's been, became really obvious maybe a couple, 2 years ago.
Oh, wowie. I first got some strange readings during my experiments, 2 years ago, but I thought those were just aberrations and chalked them to faulty calculations. But now that you mention it, I guess, huh. And I look at Zarleon, who I probably mentioned this to. Zarleon, I did bring up to you 2 years ago, when I was designing my ranged arcana detector, that I was getting strange readings.
I brought it up to Master Talionis, but that's when I got transferred here to Paler's Hope.
Now. He's been enmeshed for 2 years.
That's why he was so mean. And he sent Lex, the witch, to prison, and I broke... Oh, Zarlion, you're going to hear about it. I did it. I did bad. I broke Lex out of prison. I'm sorry.
So, hold on one second. Could this magical energy be what is being sucked out of Gallianus?
I don't know.
Could that be why our kingdom is shrinking?
Maybe. I don't like to make assumptions without proper data, but yeah, that
checks out. It's within the realm of possibility.
Sure.
So, what do we do then to save my kingdom, my homeland?
Well,
you probably have an Arivian in Galanthus.
Yeah, we gotta go root him out.
Could I interject here? I have a thought on the matter.
Yes, please.
I think that we should all sneak up into Nariv. We should just fucking kill him. We should kill all of them. Every single one of them. We should just round them up and kill them.
Steve, that's
That sounds right. I think that would 100% fix our problems.
That's a little out of character for you.
Is that the Tom coming through, Steve?
This is a little bloodthirsty.
I mean, you got me. Maybe it is. You know, just a little bit of Tom.
But what if we kill them all and that doesn't fix it?
I think that keeps at least some of them around to get information.
Back to the drawing board, I guess.
We'll figure out
who else we need to kill.
Well, the scientific method, Queen Dane, I'm Toby Treacletart, by the way, would require us to inspect either Galanthus or any other places where aberrations of magic are occurring. I don't know if you've heard of any, but spooky cloud in the background. I know in the White Spire of Glain, we heard of strange goings-ons. In the underground sending networks, we heard about the masked people and in the funneling of goods to Glain, the Jewel of the East. And I don't know if you've heard more than our internet sub-chat room.
I have not. This is not where I thought this conversation would go. Queen Aludra.
Yes.
Can you have your army withdraw from our gates?
I can. As a show of good faith, I'll have my army withdraw. And if you'd like our help in Galanthus, I will offer it as a show of goodwill.
We need your help. We need someone to help because it is desperate times.
It is. We have to work together. And our houses are aligned.
Yeah.
I have been friends with Harper for years, and I would like to continue that friendship with you, Queen Ashiara Dane. I will help you and your family in Galanthus.
Give me a persuasion roll, and I'll give you advantage again.
Because you're doing cartwheels, as you say it.
I'm doing... Oh, my gosh. She is really just breakdancing. It's impressive, to be honest. I wish Willie George was better at persuasion. I rolled much better that time. 19? I got to roll.
You got to see if you got 20.
I didn't do better. 18 and 19.
All right. If you can have this army withdraw, then I will do whatever I can to aid you if you can help save my homeland.
Aludra walks up and shakes her hand.
She's probably on a pet podium. You'd have
she
to stand
did have to stand on a box to be able to do it.
And she has to lean way down. And
yeah. There she gets Dalen to come up and pick her up so she can reach.
I hope you'll forgive a grieving widow.
I understand. It's hard.
I forgive you too. You look nice today.
Thank you. I'm sure the White Spires of the realm will assist in any way they can, because Archmage Copperfield and Professor Zarlion study such an unheard of realm before would be, oh my gosh, the illusion magic alone to hide a whole entire city. Oh gosh.
Oh, we have to do something immediately about the White Spire and Glane. We can't have our White Spires being taken over by imposters.
We all have to work together to deal with this issue right now.
Right. I'm afraid if we alert them, then we'll have a situation just like we had in the Goblin Uprising of -4, where we split our focus and try to tell them, get out of Yengar, and instead, they got warned, and a whole swath of Yengar were burned down in a goblin blood feud. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Everyone just kind of staring blankly at Toby.
You don't remember the... You see,
you have a good point, Toby. We need to know about our enemy. Let's, you and me, go head to the library right now, and we'll do some research.
Yay! Toby's fucking just jacked and yanked, yoked? What am I saying?
Yoked?
He's super excited about the library. He's joking about the library.
A third of all Toby's backstory is the word library. Like, yes!
He's horny for books.
Toby's essentially an excitable Samwell Tarly. Love book.
Nice.
Excellent. All right. So, it looks like you guys are going to be all working together.
I like the idea
that we're not going to get executed.
Team. Nice. I like the idea that the two of us run out the library and like Asher Ardain's like, come back here. I didn't say you were. Wait. And we go.
I'm also enjoying the concept that like Jayla and Eludra and Asher Ardain like end up like getting like weirdly drunk together and bonding and becoming best friends.
Oh, that's what we got here.
I don't think myself and Jayla will be spending any time together.
You don't want to spend some special secret time with me?
No, I feel like you have murder in your heart more than anyone here.
No, she's a good girl. Eludra like grabs her around the waist.
Jayla gives Ashiar Dane one of those, like, see, I'm so totally innocent and everyone loves me looks. But, like, there is murder in her eyes.
All right. Well, you know what? I feel like that is a wonderful place
That's
to stop
right.
our
Oh, Michael,
episode.
Let's go for 2 more hours, please.
Oh, let's just keep podcasting. Oh, I want to keep playing D&D.
Oh, can't we please?
Daddy.
Oh, what if, Daddy, look, what if we take our microphones to bed and we just chitty chat? Please, Daddy.
No.
Dad,
everyone has
Dad.
To go to bed.
Dad, Daddy.
Dad's had a long day.
Please, Daddy.
Too far.
Daddy, please.
Okay, now the boys are taking it too far.
Daddy,
they're taking
please,
it too far.
Roll
Daddy,
D20.
Please, it's better if you take away the pop filter. Like, please,
okay.
Daddy.
Let's get that pop. I need that pop.
Please, Daddy. I can't.
I can hear you like surround tone in my ears. This is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Please let me roll D20. I can't. What do I find?
Got to remove the pop filter.
Put your D20 in my face. I'm rolling.
Here's a cat speaks of Narville.
So
is Narville it?
Daddy. Daddy, just bend me
That's
harder,
enough.
Daddy.
My nipples. And my nipples, when they got hard just then, felt so good.
Oh,
it's a
so
MacWeldon.com with the promo code D&D. And again, I know that some of you probably are sitting at your home or in your Toyota Prius like, I don't like that they're doing ads. It takes away. This is true. But think of how happy it's making us to finally be able to justify the hundreds of hours we've done.
Free content.
So thank you. Seriously, thank you so much for just the opportunity that someone would think
in the weirdest realm of possibilities that would be worth their time. Thank you so much. You've been so amazing.
Mm-hmm. I quit my job today. Some may say that's premature.
So please make it worth it for you know what?
Two pairs of underwear and a host of D&D PDFs to get to feed his family. And mm-hmm. We'll see where it goes.
Uh-huh. Should work out fine. Thanks, everybody. Tim, do you have some feedback to read?
I do.
I do have feedback for you.
I'll do it in my classic baby voice.
Pution says this. This podcast owns my soul. After playing a main role in a D&D school play, I was curious as to how it actually played. 4 to 3 episodes and about 7 days later, I'm here and still less than a quarter of the way to being caught up. Thanks for giving me a great introduction to D&D and expect me to keep listening for a long time. P.S. When Tom died, I swear to God, my heart broke. Thrifty.
Oh,
monster. Which Thrifty did do that. He did. Thrifty was the angel of death, and he did pay.
Money was
us.
The monster.
Yes. Best D&D podcast by Dead Star Revolver. From the United States. Recently just got caught up after a few months of listening to the podcast in the car on the way to work. This was the first podcast I found after being introduced to the podcasting world, and I'm glad I found it. The story is great. The characters are amazing. This also helped me get into D&D, and then I was, and now my brother and I both play. Keep up the awesome work, ladies and gentlemen. I can't wait to see where the story goes. You had me at Jerk here. That was like a lot of episodes in, but I'm glad that you weren't sure about us.
Finally, the Jerk, you know what?
185 episodes.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? By Greg's Evil Monkey. I heard your interview on the Dragon Talk podcast and decided to give you a listen. Hmm. Oh, thank you. I hugged Greg Tito this weekend. God, is there anything better than people not
than hugging
being
Greg Tito?
No,
yeah, there's literally nothing.
Greg Tito, I think, was wearing a Mack Wilder shirt. When people aren't too sure if you're supposed to be somewhere and like one of the most important people there gives you a hug, Italian kiss.
See you.
Yeah.
We're good people.
Yes. So thank you to Greg and Shelly for that. I don't think I've met Shelly. I don't know what she looks like. Because her Twitter avatar is not visible. I heard your interview Dragon Talk podcast, decided to give you a listen. I started a binge listen from the beginning and the new season last month, and I finally caught up. Your show's outrageous. Laugh out loud on the train. Funny. Keep it up. Thank you. Dritz de Urden from Canada says, wonderful downtime. Good day, mate. Dear heroes of the past couple centuries, I've been on some wonderful and terrifying adventures that brought great pains and most of the wonderful love in my life. Since things have taken a rather slower turn as Cadbury and I await and long saddle for our child to be born, spoilers, I have found your tall tales of adventure and laughs to satiate my... Wait, Dritz gets with Cadbury? I think I knew that. I thought he got with, like, the moon lady, but...
Who knows, man?
Man, fucking...
I have a very powerful baby.
Yeah, the most... Mary of Sue's.
This could be all fan fiction for all we know.
Well, after...
That's my fan fiction. Thanks.
Barbarian boy gets taken to Yawklaw town.
Wolfgar.
I found your tall tales of adventure left to satiate my soul that lives on to be on the road. Good luck to my fellow adventurers, and I wish you all the luck taking on Goose City, Dritz Durden. Thank you, Dritz. I love you. Fanny DeWight from the United States. Caught up. I started listening a few months ago and just got caught up. I'm listening to a new episode the day it came out for the first time, and it's exciting, but I'm sad I don't have hours and hours of content anymore. Thanks for the content. Your brand of content is reputable, and you get to post your content and branding on segment throws that involve marketing. Love you guys. You got me to finally learn how to play tabletop after a lifetime of die curiosity. Thank you so much for playing. I love when people finally jump in. Goshina. I love Tom and Tom. I hope they never die. I'm on episode 20. If either of them die, I will stop listening. That was a joke right there. It was a joke. I was making it funny. I love this show. It's so funny. A great podcast with some D&D by AP2725. Holy crap, finally caught up after episode 201. This podcast is great. The cast all have a great chemistry together. Steve is a great character, and I'm pretty sure is going to be the next character Thrifty kills.
Never.
What would make you say that?
Steve Only the Eternal.
Fucking history?
Just because I've killed him before.
Oh boy. Loving it by Mothblade777. Been powering through the show the past 5 weeks and just finished loving every minute of it and hoping you guys and gals never stop. We never will. Now that I have caught up, I have to watch a certain special Family Guy episode.
That might not really exist.
It doesn't. We've confirmed.
You'll be surprised at how fast you can get attached to these characters by Waptor from the United States. I figured this podcast would be a good substitute for the Adventure Zone off weeks, but it quickly rockets into one of my all-time favorite podcasts. The story of Drunkaros is expertly and organically woven by the unruly players and Thrifty Nerd's unending quest to rein them in. Keep up the good work, and may Jet Razor burn in hell.
Fuck.
the traitor, that guy.
I never liked him.
Jet Razor, along with the traitor Wiggins, they may burn in hell together.
Thank you much for those reviews on iTunes or wherever. It really does help us. iTunes is algorithm is arcane and strange, so your downloads obviously help. Thank you so much. But your subscriptions and reviews help so much more. So thank you so much.
Yes, they help us punch above our weight, as you say.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We do not get enough downloads to justify our rankings. And that is because of you fine, beautiful people who look great today.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody.
I love your top hat.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
If you want to, like, talk to us, we're on Twitter all the time.
Too much.
Yeah. If you can just, like, hit us up at Geekly Anchor at D&D Podcast. I'm personally at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning, personally.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, you can check out these other Geekly Ink shows, including Brute Force, Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, The Host Westworld, Pope Zone, Transformation Sequence, and You're a Wizardary. You can also visit us at geeklyink.com, where you can read the always updating content and check out some fan art by the talented community artist. Afterwards, make sure to head over to the shop and buy some merchandise for your next adventuring quest. After you've finished listening to your ASMR daddy videos, head on over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Want to do another listen through? Check out the D&D Podcast abridged episodes available for download now. All the fun in a tenth of the time. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/DNDpodcast, where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. GeeklyCon 2017 tickets are on sale now. It's going to be held in St. Louis, Missouri, and you can get your ticket as well as your hotel room online. Information is also available in the forums for ride or room shares, so grab your ticket and get ready for the fun. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll be back next week. Until then, it's been dicey.
was.
I take your shark dick.
I'm getting...
Which one?
I'm getting rock fucking hard. If you guys...
I'm not so horny for the shark dicks.
I put you in a little a plastic baggie, and I threw in the recycling.
Oh, are we doing ASMR? But like, I don't. I've lost the thread here. I have to tell you.
Yeah, no, that's the ASMR.
But are you talking about shark dicks in this ASMR?
I put your dick inside another dick, and then I wrap those up in dicks. Oh. And then it's just a big ball of dicks.
Wow, a rat king of dicks. I've said rat king twice.
I don't like rat king.
I love thinking about it.
I don't like it because it's just several rats together.
It's just rats with their tails are all tangled together.
I don't like it.
I'm gonna keep bringing it up every episode.
You feel like there needs to be more fleshed out concept of a rat king.
Like when you said it, I was like, is it the person that takes the crown of rats and puts it upon them?
Tim did some like user surveys, and the people say they need more fleshed out rat king content.
No, that's bad.